Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tam Tonight. I'm your host, Tam, and thank you for coming to hang out with me yet again. All right, I want to thank everybody that watched, liked, subscribed. We're now up to like 59 or maybe 60 subscribers, so thank you to everybody. I'm so excited. I know I said when I got to 50, I would try to release a video every day for 5 days. That is super duper duper hard because I have like a regular life, and to record and edit and make sure like the content is like decent enough to put out, it takes a really long time. So I'm gonna look for an editor, like a remote editor somewhere else that maybe can help me. So I've been looking around online and stuff like that. If you guys know a good editor, please send them my info or shoot them my way. Send me their info because I can record like every day. I can be on it, but the editing process takes a long time, and that's what leads me into like the next work day and blah blah blah, so I have a hard time. But outside of that, I hope that you enjoyed the NAACP standalone coverage that I posted earlier in the week. I had a really good time doing that, and if you like that, I am like looking into maybe doing stuff more in that format or making Tam Tonight a little bit shorter so I can like squeeze in more and give you guys more content, because that seems to be going over pretty well on my YouTube with the numbers and the subscribers jumping up. So thank you to everybody. Also, stuff is up on Depop now. I know I took a long time. I know I was saying every week, follow my Depop, follow my Depop. And there was nothing there. So I'm sorry. There is stuff there now. And go check it out. If you like it, buy something. Let me know. What else do I got? Follow me on all socials at TamNotTammy. Like, subscribe, comment, share this video and my older videos if you like one of those. Help me out. Thank you so much. All right, let's get it started. This week for Model Mania, I'm going to introduce you to the lovely, the talented, the very stylish Selena Forrest. I believe Selena Forrest is from California. I don't want to get her confused, but I think that she is. I love her vibe. I love all of her looks. I like that she takes a more androgynous approach to even the girliest of fashion. I like that Selena doesn't let the stuff that she wears on the runway really affect her personal style either. She's real like cool, laid back, chill, but you can see the designer on her. So I like that a lot. I just enjoy her, period. And she seems like she's a workaholic. Like she goes really hard because all the time, like if I, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, consistently up to maybe last year, I saw Selena like on every single runway show that I watched. She was putting out editorial after editorial all the time. She's always on a campaign, always in an ad. Recently, she's for the Lanvin campaign, looking gorgeous. So follow Selena Forrest on Instagram, on social media, and show her some love. Be on the lookout for her. And I think once you follow her and you like see her face and get familiar with it, you'll start placing her and being like, oh yeah, I see this girl everywhere. So give Selena her flowers while she can smell them. Go check her out. Hey, Selena girl. My main story for this week, I wanted to cover the Central Saint Martin's fashion show. I personally graduated from FITM, so I have like a soft spot in my heart for student designers, up and coming designers, what some people may refer to as indie designers. I really love them because I feel like they put so much out into the style ecosystem and a lot is taken from them. And because they are like not as well known, not household names yet, and they're not associated with a big house or a big company, that they don't really get their shine and people like take a lot of their ideas and interpret them, like reinterpret them in other ways. So I want to shout out the young people, the people on the grind, the people that, you know, come from where I come from, know the fashion school struggle. So today that's what we're gonna do. First up, we have my very, very favorite. I have been aware of and like on top of Ella. I don't want to butcher her last name, so I'm not even gonna say it, but I'm gonna call her Ella B. Since years ago, I think maybe 2015, 2016, Rihanna was out and she wore this big puffer pink coat. And it was like on every blog, every fashion website, all over the place. And it was actually designed by Ella. And that was one of her prior student collections. Now she's in her master's program. Ella's latest collection, it was, I think it was billed as like autumn winter 2020 for the Central Saint Martin's fashion show. And I'm going to share my favorite looks from her collection. So Ella gave us 8 beautiful, perfect looks. This time around, she did sort of more suiting, which I like, and I'm not mad at it at all, especially for an autumn winter vibe. It's probably a lot easier to construct that and put your own stamp on that than to try to do something completely out of your wheelhouse. So her first look was this like tan, thin pinstripe look, crop jacket, white tube top, black shoes. The suiting was a little baggy. I like it a lot. I could see this on, again, like this whole collection is a Rihanna of a certain time vibe. And I think that the younger, more rocker girls, Bella Thorne and stuff like that, I think they will be drawn to this sort of thing because it's going to go with all the other clothes they have and it's really going to fit in with their aesthetic, would be like a standout piece. This tan look, I would wear all day, all night. Next look, she came with a black pinstripe look, white leather belt and harness type of look. You know, that's really in right now, the tactical utility thing. So I like what she did with that. And still a more of like a tank or crop top, no sleeves. I like it a lot. I like the cut of it. The next suiting looks that she shows is a blue, like a cobalt with a vest, white tank or tube top because we can't see the size necessarily in this one. Very well done. A belt, a low slung belt. And again, with the baggier bottom and the big black shoes, I think this is a look. I think that for a time, this was sort of what Balenciaga tried to do with that when they sent those really big structural box suits down the runway. I think for a woman, this is more of like that, but on a female level, so I like that a lot. I'm just drawing parallels. Her next look was a mustard suit, a bit of a cropped pants, like how you see Pharrell wear his suit. Traditional jacket, worn off, styled off the shoulder with the white tank again. Very cute, very well done. I could see anybody in these variety of suiting looks because, like I said, they're going to fit in with your wardrobe very seamlessly, and it's a very wearable, timeless piece, but it's very of the moment in the way it's cut and the way it's styled. Her next piece, black, sort of like a sleeveless dress coat. And I know we've seen that a lot on the runways, but hers, I really like the styling of it. It's very simple, and I like the simple pants she paired it with. Still a little bit baggy, but not as baggy as the other pants. Not as dramatic, I guess, but this is just a more clean, sleek. I would say that this is like a matrixy look, and I would see a Teyana Taylor in something like this. And Yes, Teyana Taylor is going to wear this. She's going to kill this because of the top. She's going to show the abs. She's going to throw on some type of sick designer shoe or her or something crazy from her sneaker collection. And this is in some jewelry. This is going to be a look for Miss Teyana. Next, we have, I don't want to call it tie-dye because it doesn't give me a tie-dye. It gives me more of a cloud vibe in some pastels. And I really like the way that it's done. It almost looks like an overexposed version of a pattern, but you can't really tell what that pattern might be. But I like the way that this was done. Again, in the cropped pants, in the crop suit pants, more traditional jacket. Very well done. I like it a lot. And I like the casting. I love the casting that she pulled together for this show. Next look, another tan but a variation, cut open at the knee. That was a trend a few years ago, so maybe it's come, and I didn't really see it die out, especially in California. We are a ripped jean, ripped pant, distressed look type of group of people, so I could see this, you know, coming to the forefront and being more prevalent, especially with like the lack of change in suits for men. I could see this becoming more of a style, like I want to dress like a preppy but a with a rock and roll twist. Her final look was this white, or it could have been like an off-white suiting look. Again, baggier pants, but this is a bit more tailored, more traditional jacket with the white tube. Love this. I think she did an excellent job. Ella, I cannot wait to see what you do once you're finished at Central Saint Martin. I cannot wait to see if you, you know, try to head up your own house, if you do a direct-to-consumer route like the Rihannas and the Offsets of the world. Or if you're going to go and try to be employed for a major house and be their creative director or their hair designer. I just cannot wait because the creativity that you bring to staple pieces and how you mix it up, I think is so fresh and is very new. And it allows you to stand out without looking like you're trying to do too much or looking like this was really like thought out, planned out. You wanted to, you know, get stopped and photographed for your streets out sort of thing. I think your looks are put together so effortlessly and they're so classic that they'll last the test of time. So I cannot wait to see what you do once you're done with school. Ella, you already know, look, we're friends in the DM. So shout me out. Please, 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 please. If you do have an individual show, please invite me, Ella. I will fly. I will drive. I will take a boat. I will take a train. Please, I just want to be there. I want to witness your greatness. Boom. Next up, we have Marsha Popova or Popova, I'm not sure. But Marsha gave us 12 looks. I was drawn to these looks because of the avant-garde nature of them. And it gave me like a almost dance hall-y with the colors. You know what I'm talking about, dance hall fashion. It almost gave me dance hall with the colors and the over-the-top nature of it. But it also gave me like a little bit of South American, and I don't know, maybe I could be wrong, I'm not sure, but let's just cover the looks. First up, she had this like variation of a cape or a hoodie, I'm not sure, but it was very unique looking. I like the fabric selection and the colors. It was like an ombre. It went from being creamsicle-y and glittery to like a purple or a fuchsia. I like that a lot. And then there was a fuchsia element on the black shorts. I like the way that it was paired, and this gives me like rich vacation, rich resort vibe. Her next look, it was more like constructed, deconstructed, if that makes sense, and that's like a theme in her collection. So it was this very beautiful, very nicely draped blue dress, and it looks almost like ocean waves-ish, but there's this big avant-garde piece on the side, like extra fabric that she has fashioned in a way, and then the bottom sort of same, but it has a big split so you can walk and so you can show a little bit of skin. The side that has the avant-garde piece is also sleeveless. I was drawn to this look. I think it would be a very big look in a movie or some type of television series, as most of these looks would follow, but this one specifically, I think it could have been a big look. Like, I can't think of that lady's name from Hunger Games, but like, she could pull off any of these looks because they're very avant-garde, but they're very fun and they're very well constructed. So there you go. Next look, the headpiece threw me off. I don't know what that's called. I don't know if it's a different new shape of a hoodie. I really, really like the dress and how the mini dress was set up, but the hoodie thing threw me off. But it's a part of the collection. I'm not mad. Flex your creativity. Next look. Next look gives me like 2000s, early 2000s Beyonce. And it gives me this because of, first of all, the colors, the orange and the pink. Whenever I see orange and the pink, and this is how you know, like, she made an imprint on my early childhood. That Crazy in Love video with the Versace dress with the hot pink and orange, like, that combination to me always just in my mind, it clicks to that scene with Beyonce dancing in front of the fan in the alley. And that's all I see. So when I saw this collection, that's immediately what I thought of. And this top is very cute. It gives me Mexican salsa dancer type of vibe. And I like that it's black with just a splash of color, because for a person like me who doesn't really like to wear a lot of color, some of the full color looks can be a bit much or be a bit jarring. Like, it's hard for me to see myself in that. So I like that this was very fun, but still understated. And the jeans are on point. Like, I want these jeans. I want to wear these jeans to Coachella, but I don't know if that's my size. The jeans are cute. Love the exposed hip. And that is another, to me, 2000s element of like when people were having their thongs up on the hip above the pants. Very cute. I'm here for it. As a child of the 90s, early 2000s, I am loving the resurgence of certain trends. The next look, I don't know if this was windbreakery or if this was supposed to be like her take on athleisure, but I like it. It looks cute and it doesn't look like anything I've seen before. So there you go. Next look, in more of the constructed, deconstructed with the various fabrics. I like this look so much. Maybe I wouldn't pair them together, but that's just a more of a personal style thing than how I would style it on the runway. I think it was very well put together for the runway. The top, I feel like, is a separate thing and could be worn by anybody. Like, anybody, any girl from 15 to 35 would want to wear that top. The skirt is going to be for the more fashion forward, the more adventurous type of people. So that's all I have to say about that. This next, like, segment, if she had a full individual runway show, I feel like she would do not themes, but like feels. You know how some designers, they will send all of their embellished looks of a certain sort together, then they will send their flowy looks together. I think that that's what kind of designer I think that's what kind of designer Marsha is, or, you know, will continue to be in the future. So this next leg was like the more blue, oceany leg. I love the first look. It's hard for me to specifically like get everything that's going on because I couldn't see it in person, and there was no video of this that I could find. But from the flat picture, it looks like it's a shirt and pants, very well done, lots of detail on the top, and then it's like the top and the pattern almost leads into the pants. They're very, very beautifully done. Love it. Next look, I'm not sure what material it is because, again, I couldn't see a video, but I like the way that it's constructed and I like the cut of it. If you have bigger or smaller boobs, I think that it would accentuate it very well and like nip you in at the waist. The shorts are kind of weird for me because they're fuzzy and it looks like tied. That's not necessarily my vibe, but I like what she did with the look not mad. Next look has the almost leg of mutton sleeves, but not fully. Lots of pattern, but it's like out of other fabrics. So I like that too, because sometimes I think patterns on a fabric can be like passe and very like, okay, done and done. Anybody, especially now with the prevalence of the internet, all of us can like cop on Etsy and get someone to print our fabric. So I like that she took time to sort of make this out of multiple different fabrics. Very good. Like a testament to her creativity of the way that this is done. I also feel like when I see this collection that she would be a designer that's very well suited to like the new trend of we're going to design out of refashioned and recycled things. I think if we put her in a room full of not discarded, if we put her in a Goodwill and left her for 24 hours, I think she could come up with a collection. I think that she's that skilled in the way that this is put together. So that's just my take on it. The coat is on point. I want this coat. I love this coat. I like the offbeat nature of it. I love the mix of the pattern and the colors. It's not something I would typically wear because of the amount of colors, but the way that this was done so well, I feel like it will be my pop of color. So I might have a full black outfit underneath, but then this coat is what's going to be like, this coat is the outfit sort of thing. So I like that a lot. It makes me want to see more outerwear from her. Next look again with the, we're going to show hip, almost panty line skirt, very big avant-garde bow to the side. Still like the fabric choice in the way that it's designed with the pattern, very beautiful. The top gives me like a rose vibe, but the way that it is styled on the model and the way that it fits looks very cute. So it doesn't look papery or it doesn't look cumbersome. It looks bomb. Like you could almost wear this if you wanted to be casual, like maybe a Gigi Hadid and some vintage Levi's, some tennis shoes, and this top. Very cute. Final look, headpiece. I'm not sure if it was fabric or feathers because again, this is flat. It sucks, but it's flat. And the top out of shorts. Very deconstructed, very thrown together look, but I think I like it because this is kind of on trend. That dystopian sort of, I'm not trying very hard, but this is a fashion moment and I put this together and it took a lot of thought and creativity, not necessarily time to make. So I like that a lot about this look. Another thing that I could see out in the summer, especially the top, Coachella music festivals. I could see this on the Rap Girls. Love it. Very good job, Marsha. And I am excited to see where you take things in the future. I feel like your collection gives me Iris Van Harpen, but in your own lane. So I'm very excited to see what you do in the future. Paulina Rousseau. Paulina Rousseau gave us 9 very over-the-top, fashion-forward, otherworldly looks, and I had to share them with you. I could not let her go unacknowledged, unnoticed by me. So, Paulina, here we go. First look, the headpiece kind of threw me off, but the dress itself is beautiful. I think all these clothes are for a movie. And particularly like sci-fi sort of Fifth Element vibe. This first dress is so like sexy space cadet. So club scene in Star Trek, this dress. It almost left me speechless when I saw the picture. I'm like, whoa, that creativity just burst out, popped out. Love the structure of it. Love the different fabrics. Love the tailoring of it and how well made it looks in the pictures. Bomb. Next look. This is like 2020 Princess Leia. And I say that because if any of you are familiar with Princess Leia and that sort of thing, her dresses were real big and real grand and like queenly. But I feel like in our more modern, technocentric time, that this is kind of how she might dress, or like the Jetsons. If they remade the Jetsons 2020 or with real people or something, this is how they would dress because it's very high fashion, but it's not that far off the beaten path of a regular dress and clothes with the cuts, but just how she puts it together, the color choice, the embroidery, all of that is what takes it up to that next level, that outer space level. So I love it. The next look. This next look honestly is what caught my eye and made me like, oh, who designed this? Like, was this another student or because it's a bodysuit. And I don't know about you, but any person that's on social media, like on the regular basis, on the weekly basis, sees the level of use and the heightened like visibility, seems like all of a sudden, of the bodysuits, like the prevalence of the bodysuit. It's everywhere. Every brand has their own bodysuit, their whole bodysuit brands. It's really getting run into the ground. So I like that she put her own take on it, her own spin on it. The cutouts perfectly done, the fabric amazing, the design, the print on the fabric, how it was styled on the model, the fact that it doesn't go all the way to the feet so you don't look like a superhero. It's on point. And I want to see a Rico Nasty in this look. I want to see an Azealia Banks in this look because I think this is their vibe. Next look. This look, I feel like not a lot of girls could pull it off, so I welcome any of you that want to try. I feel like most people would wear this look and could kill this look, like the more fashion-forward girls, without the yellow on the bottom. I don't know what that shape is, but I think without that, this is just a very fashion-forward, very in line with the rest of the collection look. But the yellow stripe on the bottom and the shape of it does make it like maybe a little bit less accessible to more people, but from that up, it's perfection and it's gonna kill. And I haven't seen a lot of looks like this, so I feel like you cracked that wide open. And if you wanted to have your own lane of outer space couture, you are on well on your way with this, and you would have a multitude of celebrity clients because of the off the beaten path nature of your clothing. Next, another bodysuit, perfectly done. This one was in more of a red pattern. I like it a lot. I can't get enough of the cutouts and how they're placed because it breaks it up from giving you that Elastigirl. Like, I cannot stand seeing a person in a full bodysuit. Even the bodysuits with the gloves thing, it's like, it stresses me out. It seems like a lot. So I love the way that this was done very beautifully. I think Cardi, any of the girls that dance and move on stage, this kind of look. So a Cardi, a Chinese Kitty, a Saweetie. If you want to take a different little approach, try this out. Bomb. Nobody's going to look like you. Nobody's going to have it. You're going to kill the scene. Next look. I think this was a much better look using those shapes from the previous look with the green and the yellow and the black. This is perfect. I think that on a young girl, a Storm Reid, a Skye Jackson, a Marsai Martin, this look would be cute and they would look unique and it would be a very stylish, very fashion forward moment for them. Next look, another bodysuit but done in a bit of a different way. I don't necessarily like the arm things. I don't get their purpose of the look. It kind of looks like an afterthought, but the top and the pants. Okay, my bad, not a bodysuit. The top and the pants, the top gives me like a corset vibe, but not as like done as all these corsets that we see out here. And the pants, very cute look. Again, the performer girls will rock this look, they would kill this look. Next, we have a dress. I love the pattern on the top and how that's done. It seems very well thought out. I like the construction of it and how it is sort of made, and the pattern is adjusted in a way to cinch you in the middle. And I like designers that pay attention to that because I feel like you are thinking about the woman that you're dressing. Even the most fit woman all the time doesn't necessarily feel that way. So things that kind of cinch you or give you more of an hourglass shape or just accentuate your good features are always good. It's always going to work, and women appreciate it, and that's what sort of makes you become a staple in their wardrobe. So once a woman really finds a dress that looks good and accentuates them, and maybe they get a ton of compliments on it, they're gonna go to that brand again and again just to see if they have something else more in that vein because it worked so well in them before. So that's what I feel like you did with this look. Your final look, I liked it a lot. I feel like it is Space Captain, sexy space cadet. And I just, in a movie, I feel like all your looks will kill. And I think that you more are in tune to that lane, like the costume design lane. I would almost want to see you hired as a personal, like, costume designer for someone's tour and see what you do with their looks, man or woman, because I feel like you have a lot of skill and a lot of talent. But here it seems very widely directed. It was like you tried to rein yourself in and stay with a theme or stay to make the looks go together, but I really want to see what happens when you just if you have all the resources and all the time to dedicate like on a specific subject, what you would do. Like, I would have loved to see your designs on it, Ariana Grande, for this whole tour that she just did, because I feel like she sort of did kind of a space theme, but her looks were very traditional Ariana Grande. I feel like you could take her style and take it to the next level and take her to that fashion icon status because of the nature of your looks. So, Paulina, excellent job. Love the creativity. Creativity on 10. Love your fashion. Love the fabric selection. The casting was on point. The styling, I like it. Paulina, please, I'm going to follow you on Instagram and I'm going to be tracking you and seeing what you do. I want to see your clothes on the big screen, on the silver screen, because they deserve it and that's where they need to be. You the bomb girl. And that is that for my Central St. Martin's fashion coverage. I really hope that you all go and support these ladies. Go follow them on social media. Check out their design progress. And when they put out their collections, please buy and support, because that's what the startup and the not well-known creatives, that's what they really need, and that's what's going to push them forward. There are too many creatives that couldn't necessarily find their footing financially or market themselves in a way to the masses, and then they end up with regular jobs and end up doing things that don't really fulfill them, and it's not the best use of their talent. So if all of us want to live in a more equitable, more beautiful, more creative environment, a better world, we need to basically support the people that do those things. So if you have a friend that wants to make movies and you're really into that, go volunteer afternoon, go sit with them, go help them, talk to them about their ideas, try to bring it out to fruition. If you know someone that has a brand and that's creating something of their own from scratch, try to support them. I can't stand it when people like beat down the people that they know or people that might be close to them for their ideas and trying to start their thing up, but will head straight to the mall or hop straight online and buy from another person. Like, support your local girl gang, support your local creatives, because they are the place that all of these ideas bubble up and, you know, propel things forward. And then you see the look on the Dior runway or on the Fendi runway and you want it and you'll pay top dollar for it. But Ella's collection, Paulina's collection, Masha's collection, I think I said Marsha earlier. If I did, I'm so sorry, Masha. But their collections, you see them and it's just like you pass by it. No, support them. DM them. Ask them how can you purchase. Ask them if you can get a custom item from them if you really like their stuff. Support them. So when they are up in the spot that you covet, you know, getting the recognition, you can say, oh, I supported it from way back. Look at this archive piece that I have. Come on, people. Support. Be there. Do what you can. Because this whole thing, I think that social media and the nature of the internet and all of that make us feel like we are in the loop so much that we can be very disconnected. So we can almost see a person all the time in our feed and feel like that's engagement with them. But it's not. Reach out in touch. Reach out in support. Because if it's not physical, real world, hard, but it's not real. So support the people. They're doing what they can. They're adding to the style ecosystem. And if you are a fashion focused person, if you are a creative, why not support? And I don't want to limit it to fashion. Painters, art, sculptors, videographers, stylists, makeup artists, all those things are art, and added together they make all the things we love. So support, patronize, please push the culture forward. We have come up on one of my absolute favorite. Like, I look forward to this all week. I really do. And I know that makes me a creep, but I don't care. Because all week I'm scrolling on social and I'm looking for the looks. Like, I want to be wowed. I want to be taken to the next level. And it's like, it's getting harder and harder kind of. But I'm trying to expand my search and expand my, the people I follow and stuff like that, so I can get more to my feed. But this week, I would love to bring to you my looks of the week. And we're going to start it off with Tinashe. Tinashe is, if you feel like you don't know who Tinashe is, she is the girl who made the Two-On song. And recently she came out with the album. It did really, really well, Songs for You. And she's about to go on tour, so she'll be in a city near you if it's not already sold out. Tinashe was featured in CR Fashion Book, and she looked very beautiful in a full Tom Ford look. She was wearing some of the things we covered on the previous show, the denim patchwork skirt, a nice fur coat, some cool shoes. So check Tinashe out, looking bomb, looking fire. I love the hair. I love the pose. I like the carefreeness of it. Tinashe, you did it. I want to see more looks from you. I really, really like the pink frou-frou feather look, but you didn't post that one, so I didn't want to, you know, veer people away from the style that you're choosing for yourself. But this look was also a look. Tinashe, you did it. You've done well. I want to see you on more red carpets. I think I mentioned that when I did the Roc Nation brunch covers that you looked very cute in the black look and with the sparkles on your edges. But I want to see you out more places, Tinashe, giving more looks because you're cute. You got the body. Be out. Be on the scene. And high fashion, please, Tinashe, because you can fit it. Like, you're tiny. So get the people to give you some pulls. You're working with Roc Nation now. Use that leverage and get the stylist girls to do some pulls for you and bring you some full designer looks. I want to see it. You deserve it. You worked hard. You earned it. Give it to me, Tinashe. Next, we have Ciara, the gorgeous Ciara. She was styled by Nasia. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Sutton. They did not tag the clothes that she was wearing, but it was for Fault magazine. She looked very, very beautiful. I love the fun nature of the hair. I feel like as a black girl, all of us have had our hair like that with the ballies and stuff at some point. I like what she's doing a lot because I feel like she has a daughter and who knows what else she's cooking with her new baby. And I think that it's very, very important for black girls to see representation in a natural, organic way. It's fine to have representation by putting black girls in L'Oreal commercials and putting black girls, you know, on billboards or on the runway and stuff like that, but that's still putting them into someone else's world. I love to see black girls in their own element, in their own world, rocking styles and doing trendy things that maybe really we would only understand. So I really appreciate this whole spread from Ciara. I like it a lot. And I'm sure her baby will in the future look back and be so proud that her mom, you know, chose to do a black look. And but Ciara kind of has been doing that a lot, like her Met Gala with the two Afro puff pigtails. Like, she has been killing the black look. So I just want more of this from Ciara because I feel like she's really one of the only girls that does it consistently and does it so well. So Ciara, give me more. I need more. And congratulations. I can't wait to see what baby you have this time. You guys have the cutest little fam. Next up, we have Hailey Bieber, styled by Maeve. Style Me Maeve on Instagram if you want to follow her. I love following her. It's like fashion crack. I love it. She styled in a full YSL look. I picked this look because just scrolling by, I didn't even know it was Hailey Bieber. I was like, ooh, that dress is so cute. And then I'm like noticing it's Maeve's page and etc. And it's Hailey. She looked bomb. She killed it. The new shortcut is on the money with it. I love the way it was styled. I like the crisscross. It was just 70s disco perfection. Like, I can't say more about the look. It was perfect. And I want the look for myself. Maybe a little bit longer because I don't feel like my butt would fit. But yes, the look was, don't get no better. Next look, we have Megan Thee Stallion in a full Versace look. I picked this look because, as she titled the caption, Money Meg, Meg has got her bag now. And I can tell in the way that she's dressing. I can tell in the way she's styled. I can just see it on her and I like it. Because I feel like at the beginning, people gave Meg a very hard time for her style. It was like she wasn't showing up on the level that people thought she should be on. And I think at the time she was working with like a college stylist. So maybe he didn't necessarily have the connections to get pulls and things like that for her. But now she's working with someone else. No disrespect to that other stylist. She could still be working with him. But now it's obvious that she's working with someone else and all of her looks have been way more elevated. So Meg, please give me more. I'm seeing you on the Fashion Week scene. I need you to get these people to give you pulls. Don't be paying for this stuff, Meg. These brands need you. You don't need them. So get them to send you pulls because the hot girl is going to send a bunch of hot girl customers your way because when they see Meg in it, they know it's a look, they know it's a vibe, and they're going to want to go get it too. So just give me more of this. If we're going to call this Megan and designer clothes, we're going to call that Money Meg, I'm all here for it. I would like a song, Money Meg, with you talking your designer shit, talking about clothes, giving me your ASAP Rocky fashion killer, because I feel like you could do it. And last, but definitely not least, we have the beautiful SZA on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, styled by Diane, her longtime stylist, who also styles like Kendrick Lamar and I think other people from the TDE camp. So follow Diane if you want to be up on that wave. She's wearing Karl Kani in a matte brand swimsuit. I like this look a lot. It looks very fresh, very clean, very SZA as well. I like the fact that she uses black designers and makes it a point to, because again, it's all about support. And if you know anything about matte brand, you know it's owned by a very cool, very creative young black girl. So, and Karl Kani is legendary. If you just Google Karl Kani, you'll see that dressing everybody from Tupac to now, you know, SZA. I like that a lot because, like I spoke about before, it's all about support. And if you can use your influence, your visibility to push customers or drive trends in any way, you should be one to drive them to people and companies that support you that look, you know, that look like you. So why not? SZA kills a look all the time anyways, but now she's just doing it in black designer on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. So SZA Diane, like, people may not get the gravity of this right now, but in later years, it will be discussed by fashion historians and things like that, that, oh yeah, SZA on the cover of Rolling Stone wearing two black designers, and it's going to be legendary in the future. So SZA, I know that you're about to come out with a new album. I don't necessarily know any details. I wish I did. I know that Janae is also going to come out on March 6th, so I don't know if you're going to come before her or after her, but I feel like with this level of promo that you're definitely on your way, SZA, and I can't wait to see what looks you give this time. Your control looks were on point, all of them, from the listening party that you had to your Grammy appearance and the beautiful Versace. It's just, you just keep going higher. So I feel like now with this second album, you actually have like real money and connections. Diane could get you more higher level. I can't wait to see the style for this project. I just can't wait. And I can't wait to see you on the red carpets. I feel like it kind of gives you a little bit of anxiety because I follow you on Twitter, but don't let it bother you. So that you always look bomb. You always look on point, hair, nails, makeup. So just float with that. Don't allow any negativity or any insecurity to seep in and give you doubt about your looks, because you kill it all the time. So SZA, I want more. I need more. And I'm very excited about the music that's on the way. And that's all for my Look of the Week segment. All right, next we're going to take you on over to 106 and Parking Lot so we can talk about some music. Hey. First up this week, we have Kamaya. Kamaya came out with a new project called Got It Made. If you don't know about Kamaya, she was on a YG song. Please tell me why you always hating. Why you hating? And a bunch of other stuff. Just look her up. If you don't know her name, you've definitely heard her songs on the radio and stuff, especially if you live here in California. Kamaya is from the Bay. Shout out Bay Area. The project had 10 songs on it. I liked almost all the songs, but I want to give you my favorites. So first up, we got Pressure. My jam. Then we got Get Ratchet featuring Jay Espinoza. I Still Am. I Love a Hating Asshole. They're my real fans. It's a bop. 1-800 I'm Horny. I love the Short Dog cameo appearance with him talking. Maybe it's just because, again, I'm from California. I grew up on his music. It was just like, as soon as he started, I was like, oh, it's about to be a bop. So I like that song a lot. Mood Swings. I'm about to pack up my shit on your annoying ass. Like, that song hit me in my heart, Kamaya. So thank you so much. That is going to be played in the rotation now for me, weekly, daily, because you touch me. And then last, we got Set It Up featuring Trina. I'm going to spend a rack for every bitch he been texting. What girl has not felt that way? What girl has not gone through somebody's phone and been like, this nigga really is not about nothing. He's really not about shit. You ain't got nothing going on. You got hoes in your phone? Like, for real? I guess everybody cannot take their revenge in money, but if you can, just follow Kamaya and Trina's advice and do it, because I feel like that's the only real thing that hurts a man. I feel like they don't really got no feelings. They don't really got no heart. Not like that. Not like a woman. So it's like, yeah, hit him in the pockets, because that's the thing that's going to make him feel something. All the other shit, you cry all day, he don't care. So get the money. Next up for 106 and Parking Lot, we have Victoria Monet with Moment. She dropped the visual for this week, and it was just so breathtakingly beautiful. Like, I've discussed Victoria on the show before and how I was introduced to her on tour with Ariana Grande. I love this new wave that she's on in this path that she's taking with her music. Ass Like That is on the playlist and has been on the playlist. Moment is like a follow-up in a way that I wasn't expecting, but it's shockingly good, and it's just, it gives you all the feels, and the video is so beautifully black. Like, the boy is, let's call it a man. The man is so fine and so perfect in his body, and then with Victoria and her perfection too, it just seamlessly just goes together in Moment. Like, there's no better title for this in the beauty of it, so please go give Victoria her things. She needs them. And that's it for 106 and Parking Lot. And now let's give you my songs for the Chevy playlist for this week. This week on the Chevy playlist, like I just discussed, it's going to be the number one song. It's going to be Moment by Victoria Monet. It's so beautiful. So please listen to it. Feel it. Have it in your heart. Call somebody that you like or used to like and like play it in the background while y'all talking. It's that kind of vibe. Buss It by Dreamville featuring Ari Lennox. It came out with the deluxe re-release of the Dreamville project. It's so bomb, and I love Ari Lennox's voice and just the hook. It's a perfect song. I like it. I love to drive to it. The next song, we got Comfortable by her. I just recently found this song, and I like it so much. Like, it just, this is real R&B. I think earlier in the week, Young M.A. kind of went viral talking about there's no real R&B, and that's why we don't have a lot of balance. I agree with her in a lot of ways, because I feel like our R&B is way more like rap tinged now. But this, her, Comfortable, is a nice departure from that. Very smooth, very lovey-dovey, traditional R&B. Next up, we got Boss Bitch by Doja Cat. I love me some Doja Cat. I feel like nobody is really spitting like Doja Cat. Doja Cat also can sing, which is kind of scary and amazing, because it's like good singing, not like I'm just trying to get this hook off because I don't want to pay nobody else. And her visuals always take things to a next untoppable, uncharted area. Like, Doja Cat is in her Missy Elliott bag. So it's like I said before, I bet the house on it. I bet the retirement on it. Doja Cat is gonna be the one. She's gonna be around for a long time. So get used to her. Go stream Boss Bitch if that's what you're into. I believe it's from the Harley Quinn soundtrack. Check it out. And last but certainly not least is Pressure by Kamaya, because this is my jam. It's gonna go into my personal daily playlist, because I feel like it is an anthem for all of the strong people out there, especially women, that we just go through stuff all the time. We handle everything. We wear all the hats. We the people, like my mommy said when I was a kid, she's a mama, she's the daddy, she's the nurse, she's the banker, she's the this. So it's like most women, even if you don't have children, you handle so much and you deal with so much, and it's like you don't crack. You still be showing up looking cute. Men barely get a cold and they're immobile. So it's like Pressure, Kamaya. Listen to that. If you're a strong woman, this gonna be a theme song. Well, looks like our time has come to an end now, sadly, but we'll be back later on, so it's not a big deal. But I wanted to leave you guys with a quote for the week, because like I always do, to keep you on a little positivity. So this week's quote comes from Anna Wintour. This week's quote comes from the incomparable Anna Wintour, and it is, create your own style. Let it be unique for yourself, yet identifiable for others. I think that quote is so on point, is so meaningful, especially in this time where it's like there's such a great class divide, and you're like, especially if you're on social or you're at all like have eyes and ears. Everything that's presented around is like this extreme high level of wealth. And if you can't attain that, or if you don't have that, it can sort of get you down in a way. So I like the fact that this quote inspires me, and I hope that inspires you to do the same with just creating your own style. I think that with the prevalence of the internet and stuff, it creates a culture of comparison. And it's not really about being the individual necessarily anymore. It's making sure I have those things like everyone else. But in doing that and in chasing that, it kind of gets very bland, and it's like everybody starts to look the same and dress the same, and then it's not style, and it's not, you know, like it's not cool anymore if I go out and 30 other girls are dressed just like me, but I'm special. So I like this quote. I want you all to apply it. Create your own style out of the things that you have and make it unique for yourself. Don't try to go out and like get a face or get a body or wear makeup to look like these other people. You're you. So be you, because there's only one. And that's what's going to drive it home. Like, that's what's going to separate you from everybody else, is your individuality and your uniqueness. So do not trade it in for what you think is coolness, because trends and all that is temporary. You are forever. So thank you so much for hanging out with me again. And we'll be back with another episode of Tam Tonight very soon. Thank you, and I'll see y'all next time. Bye.